A Brooklyn woman has been charged with second-degree grand larceny, official misconduct, and first-degree falsifying business records for allegedly stealing more than $160,000 while working as a window clerk at a post office in Bensonhurst. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez said, "This defendant allegedly abused her position and betrayed the public trust for her own personal gain. A thorough investigation uncovered the extent of her alleged theft, and we will now seek to hold her accountable. Public corruption will not be tolerated in Brooklyn." The defendant has been identified as Sharon Sadler, 34, of Brooklyn. She was arraigned today before Brooklyn Supreme Court Justice Michael Kitsis on an indictment in which she is charged with second-degree grand larceny, official misconduct, and 180 counts of first-degree falsifying business records. She was released without bail and ordered to return to court on September 13, 2023. According to the investigation, between November 15, 2019, and July 30, 2020, the defendant allegedly stole over $160,000 while working as a window clerk at the Parkville Station Post Office. It is alleged that when the defendant received cash from customers who purchased money orders, she would void the money orders and pocket the cash once the customers left. It is alleged this crime took place 180 times. While some customers' money orders bounced, others were able to remit the money orders as payment to the addressee or vendor without issue. However, when the money orders were cashed and then returned to the U.S. Federal Reserve for accounting, the money orders were found to have been voided. After an audit, USPS inspectors learned of the loss occurring at the Parkville Station location and launched an investigation. The special agents of the U.S. Postal Service, USPS, Office of Inspector General, OIG, are dedicated to maintaining the integrity of the Postal Service and its personnel, Special Agent in Charge Matthew Mottaferri said. When a Postal Service employee decides to break the public's trust and participates in criminal acts, USPS OIG special agents will work tirelessly to bring those responsible to justice. This indictment will serve as a reminder that there are severe consequences when individuals utilize their postal service position to commit crimes. The U.S. Postal Service, Office of Inspector General would like to thank our law enforcement partners and the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office for their dedication and efforts in this investigation.